O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations rejoice and be glad, for you will judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, our own God, will bless us. God will bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night is past, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 115. The Lord has been mindful of us, and he will bless us. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your loving mercy and truth. Why should the nations say, where is now their God? As for our God, he is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak. Eyes have they, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear. Noses have they, but cannot smell. They have hands, but cannot feel. Feet have they, but cannot walk. Not a whisper do they make from their throats. Those who make them shall become like them, and so will all who put their trust in them. But you, Israel, put your trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us, and he will bless us. May he bless the house of Israel. May he bless the house of Aaron. May he bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great together. May the Lord increase you more and more, you and your children after you. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has entrusted to his children. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor those gone down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth for evermore. Alleluia. The Lord has been mindful of us, and he will bless us. Let us pray. Living God, defend us from the idols which our hearts enthrone, that we may not go down into silence, but be raised to our heaven of heavens, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the first book of Maccabees, beginning at chapter 7, verse 21. Alcimus struggled to maintain his high priesthood, and all who were troubling their people joined him. They gained control of the land of Judah and did great damage in Israel. And Judas saw all the wrongs that Alcimus and those with him had done among the Israelites. It was more than the Gentiles had done. So Judas went out into all the surrounding parts of Judea, taking vengeance on those who had deserted and preventing those in the city from going out into the country. When Alcimus saw that Judas and those with him had grown strong and realized that he could not withstand them, he returned to the king and brought malicious charges against them. Then the king sent Nicanor, one of his honored princes, who hated and detested Israel, and he commanded him to destroy the people. So Nicanor came to Jerusalem with a large force and treacherously sent to Judas and his brothers this peaceable message. Let there be no fighting between you and me. I shall come with a few men to see you face to face in peace. So he came to Judas, and they greeted one another peaceably. But the enemy were preparing to kidnap Judas. It became known to Judas that Nicanor had come to him with treacherous intent, and he was afraid of him and would not meet him again. When Nicanor learned that his plan had been disclosed, he went out to meet Judas in battle, near Kafar Salama. About 500 of the army of Nicanor fell, and the rest fled into the city of David. After these events, Nicanor went up to Mount Zion. Some of the priests from the sanctuary and some of the elders of the people came out to greet him peaceably and to show him the burnt offering that was being offered for the king. But he mocked them and derided them and defiled them and spoke arrogantly, and in anger he swore this oath: Unless Judas and his army are delivered into my hands this time, then if I return safely, I will burn up this house. And he went out in great anger. At this, the priests went in and stood before the altar and the temple. They wept and said, You chose this house to be called by your name, and to be for your people a house of prayer and supplication. Take vengeance on this man and on his army, and let them fall by the sword. Remember the blasphemies, and let them live no longer. Now Nicanor went out from Jerusalem and camped in Beth Horon, and the Syrian army joined him. Judas encamped in Adassa with 3,000 men. Then Judas prayed and said, When the messengers from the king spoke blasphemy, your angel went out and struck down 185,000 of the Assyrians. So also crush this army before us today. Let the rest learn that Nicanor has spoken wickedly against the sanctuary, and judge him according to this wickedness. So the armies met in battle, on the 13th day of the month of Adar. The army of Nicanor was crushed, and he himself was the first to fall in the battle. When his army saw that Nicanor had fallen, they threw down their arms and fled. The Jews pursued them a day's journey, from Adassa as far as Gazara, and as they followed, they kept sounding the battle call on the trumpets. People came out of all the surrounding villages of Judea, and they outflanked the enemy and drove them back to their pursuers, so that they all fell by the sword, not even one of them was left. Then the Jews seized the spoils and the plunder. They cut off Nicanor's head and the right hand that he had so arrogantly stretched out, and brought them and displayed them just outside Jerusalem. The people rejoiced greatly, and celebrated that day as a day of great gladness. They decreed that this day should be celebrated each year on the 13th day of Adar. So the land of Judah had rest for a few days.
I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you in righteousness. Thus says God, who created the heavens, who fashioned the earth and all that dwells in it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the captives from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, That is my name. My glory I give to no other. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you in righteousness.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 13, verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterwards." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. I have called you by name. You are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine."
Blessed be the Lord, O Lord Israel.
Let us pray to the Father. This morning and every morning, the Church invites us to spend time holding before God the day and its tasks, the world and its needs, the Church and her life. And in our cycle of intercession, we are encouraged to pray today especially for local government and community leaders, for all who provide local services, for those who work with young or elderly people, for schools, colleges, and universities, for emergency and rescue organisations. Teach us, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and lead us in the path of your commandments. Keep our nation under your care, and guide us in justice and truth. O Lord, deal graciously with your servants. Teach us discernment and knowledge. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Guide the meek in judgment, and teach your ways to the gentle. Lord, remember your people, whom you have purchased and redeemed of old. Let us pray. O God, for as much as without you, we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.